Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness broadcast. We're going to be speaking today about what's happening in Israel, in the Middle East. As you know, if you've been keeping up with the news for months, even years, Israel has been pounded with rockets from Gaza. And since the handing over to the Palestinians in 2005 of the Gaza Strip, more than 10,000 rockets have been shot into Israel, especially the little town of Sderot, spelled S-D-E-R-O-T. Yes, Sderot. And there the people have been terrorized, victimized, killed a few. It seems that miraculous things have happened to keep the rockets from killing people. Now, after they have taken thousands of these, Israel and its government, that many thought were so slow in answering and responding, have gone in with air attacks first, and now they have even entered in on the ground. So I got a telephone call from Ronan Levy, who is works with us on our Migdal Arbel project in Israel. And Ronnie, if you've ever been in any of our prayer mountain meetings or often in other meetings, he comes over from Israel and gives us an up-to-date account of what happened. At our Sunday afternoon prayer, we telephoned him and he spoke to our people. And he, of course, on Saturday, just before he spoke to us, they had made an incursion on the ground. And Ronnie, who'd been very upset with the Omer leadership of Israel, was happy with what they were doing. The people of Israel are one, he said now, and we are behind this. Most of the country have said enough is enough. No one would have taken what Israel took. The United States of America would not allow thousands of rockets to be put upon us from Canada without attacking Canada. And so it has happened. And now this is Ronnie's email that he sent out, and I'll comment a little on it as we go along. The last week was not pleasant. Hundreds of thousands of Israelis found themselves overnight inside the range of Hamas rockets and missile range. Even in Aseret and Gedera, where I live, the sirens went off repeatedly for the first time since the Yom Kippur War. Ronnie explained to us, and I'll read this next paragraph and then tell you more. My children are relaxed and we are not leaving them, so they won't be caught alone in the house when the sirens go off. They enjoy the excitement and the fact that school is off, as decided rightfully by the civil defense authorities. We don't need a school or a kindergarten classroom full of kids to be hit. And in fact, this morning there was a kindergarten hit, but no children were there. Now, the range of the rockets has expanded. It's gotten larger and longer because others, Syria, Russia, Iran, others have sent in weaponry that reaches farther than what the Hamas did have. And so now, Ronnie says, when the sirens go off, within about 30 to 60 seconds, we actually hear the rockets fall. So far, all the fallings we've heard from our house were from 1 to 5 miles away, not closer than that. It is still a noise, though, that gets your attention. Will you imagine what if a rocket were landing 1 mile from your house where you were with your children? And so it's pretty close there. Ronnie said that though his children have not become frightened exactly in that place yet, there are places where the rockets are falling very close to where children live. And he said, of course, there is much terror, terrorizing of children and families. Now, the idea of Hamas, who operates out of Gaza, and Hezbollah, who operates out of Lebanon, and Tehran, Iran, all around the world, there are those who want to wipe Israel out. And of course, this is the scripture. We are looking at things in the light of Bible prophecy. And that scripture in Psalm 83 that we often use says in verse 2, "For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and that they that hate thee lift up the head." They have been making a tumult for some past years now, and they are the enemies of God. They have taken crafty counsel against your people and consulted against your hidden ones. They have said, "Come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance." That's what Hamas has done in Gaza. They have said that they will not recognize Israel. The world now is urging Israel to make some kind of a truce with Hamas. But I'm thankful for President Bush. I'm thankful for what Condoleezza Rice and others have said. Israel cannot go to how it was before, with them shooting off rockets every day. if there is to be a truce, it has to be on the ground somehow, and people are working on it, somehow that condition that cannot arise again, that the Hamas is free to just shoot rockets over into Israel. When Ronnie wrote this email, and I've talked to him since, this was written on January 3rd, he said, 4 hours ago, the ground offensive started. It brought tears to my eyes to watch on television the 19 and 22-year-old kids marching into the Gaza Strip, into the horror of face-to-face battle. My father did that, I did it, and to think my two sons will have to do it too. This is what brought tears to my eyes. Israel is the best country in the world, but we pay a heavy price for the wonderful life that we have here. When he spoke to our prayer group on Sunday, he said, remember those young kids. They are going into the most dangerous, those young soldiers are going into the most dangerous territory on this planet. Half of this country begged Ariel Sharon, Ronnie, I'm reading again, not to execute the disengagement plan. I was one of them. We shouted that missiles would fall on Ashdod and Beersheba, but we were ignored. We begged, do not neglect the Philadelphia corridor, where I served 4 reserve tours during my time in the IDF until 4 years ago. We were ignored. Now our Air Force has to find 100 tunnels that are feeding the Hamas army in the Gaza. Now, not only the residents of Sarot, but 750,000 more Israeli citizens in dozens of towns and cities have to drop work, school, and comfort their children in bomb shelters 3, 6, and sometimes 20 times a day. Oh, folks, it was so sad when we saw what Ariel Sharon was doing. We knew. My friend Lynn Hammond says to me, Billy, isn't it kind of scary that you and I, little grandmothers, know the things that are going to bring trouble, and leaders of this world seem not to know them? Back to Ronnie. More than 400 rockets and missiles fell on Israeli villages and towns in the past 8 days. About 50 homes were hit, and I think 2 people got killed and about 20 injured. We have about 500 trauma and fear casualties. But he said there have been hundreds of miracles. He told us Sunday that as many rockets as there have been that many miracles. And in fact, I went online this morning, January 9th, and found this one, a cab driver. I said a rogue cab driver hit the gas pedal and reached a bomb shelter 50 feet away when he heard the 20-second warning siren that a Qassam rocket was about to crash. He and his passengers reached the bomb shelter. I'm reading this from Aretz Sheva, Israel International News account of it. He and his passengers reached the bomb shelter just as the rocket exploded, blowing away all the windows of the vehicle. The driver reached the shelter and ran out of the cab, opened the doors, and ordered everyone out, said one of his passengers. He told the elderly and children to get out first, and then the rest of us ran. The same second we reached the shelter, there was a boom that left the cab heavily damaged. Ronnie told us Sunday about a family in one of the cities that had been hit, not Sderot, but another one. And he, this family decided they were going to move to Tel Aviv for a short term and live with their family there. So the grandmother, grandfather, children who had children, moved and left this town on a Saturday night. And, I think it was Saturday night. Yes, Saturday night. Moved into Tel Aviv. They had a 24-year-old son who was the father of 2 children, and he was called up to service. You see, Israel has called in thousands of reserves now. They really have the troops amassed to go in. So he had been called up to go in. That night, everyone left the house. And during the night, Saturday night to Sunday morning, a rocket hit the house and demolished it. But everybody had gone out just the night before. And he said, we have miracle after miracle after miracle like this about how lives have been spared. And at the time, I think of the civilians of Israel, there have been only 1 or 2 deaths. This is Ronnie again. In the August 2006 Second Lebanon War, the civilian population of northern Israel was abandoned. And he told how he helped there. But he says things are going so much better now. They're better organized than they were in 2006. And everybody is more happy with how the war is being handled. It seems they did learn in that 2000, 6 war with Lebanon. Now, I don't often agree with Perez. Shimon Peres, who is the current president of Israel, he is one of those who started this whole thing by the Oslo Accords. But now he is president of Israel. And I think when you scratch every Jew, they know that they cannot, there's some things they cannot tolerate. And he met with leaders of Europe, of the Czech Republic, the European Union. He met with several leaders of Europe. And he told them this: Europe needs to open its eyes, with respect to fighting in Gaza. None of the European countries, he said, would tolerate rocket fire on their citizens, and they must understand that Hamas is a terror organization of the worst order that uses its population of women and children as human shields. Perez went on to say that Israel was guarding and defending its children while Hamas was hiding rockets and explosives in children's rooms, hospitals, and universities. Unfortunately, the cost of Hamas's horrendous conduct is injury to innocent children. Now, Israel dropped leaflets before they went into Gaza and warned the citizenry to leave the places of the military spots in Gaza. They also made, Pat Robertson reported this, they made thousands of telephone calls to individuals. Leave. Don't get around those military posts. You see, that's their tactic. They will put a military post, and often it's the police headquarters, and then they will have civilians living right around that. We heard of someone who reportedly came to a church and said they were so glad they were going to be able to have a church in a very hostile city in Israel, that they were going to grant them the right to have a church. It's a totally Palestinian city right next to the police station. And I thought, oh, dear God, help them to know that they're doing that. Not that they want a church there, but that they, if the police station is hit, then they can say to the world, look what Israel did. They destroyed a church. Folks, we have to wake up and smell the roses. We have to, or the coffee, or whatever. We have to know. And this is what Perez said in that business meeting with the Europeans. Israel is not in the business of public relations or improving its image, but of fighting a comprehensive war against murderous terror, which is of Iran's making. And of course, in the light of Bible prophecy, we see Iran in Ezekiel 38. So this is Billy Brim coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. If you want to contact us, you can just go on billybrim.org, BILLYEBRIM.ORG. We're going to be talking about the awakening on radio this week, and we invite you to be with us every single day. If you'd like, write us at Post Office Box 40 and include an offering when you write, or give online to help us keep going as we're serving the Lord in these last days, particularly watching what we think is coming. And we believe and we're praying for a great awakening. You be with us this week on the radio as we talk about that, what God has said to us and what has happened in the past. We will be coming to you every day, and you can even go on billybrim.org and catch up. This is Billy Brim saying to you, Shalom, shalom, until tomorrow.